All right, and then we're moving on to the next example. This, what's the name of this song?
Smoke Rings in the Dark.
Smoke Rings in the Dark
by Gary Allen.
All right, Gary Allen. And we don't know anything about this song other than what the sheet says. The chords are D and B minor. And this is a very typical thing that you would download off the internet. Impossible for anyone else to read. We don't know the time signature or the feel or the tempo or the groove or anything else. All right. All right, so we're going to listen to it. Okay, the question is, it's D and B minor. Can you tell how many beats per chord before we even get into the song? Let's listen to that intro again. Okay, any guesses so far? Go ahead.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 is
it's
what
four.
I heard.
It's four. Okay. If ever you're confused, the drums usually go on 2 and 4. It's called a backbeat. You know about this? You listen to the snare drum is like the most prominent drum. Chant, right? That's 2 and 4. So. So how many bar? So if two of those is a bar, if two of those little snare drums is a bar, how many bars before the chord change? All right, one more time. 2, 4. So what'd you think it was?
I thought it was 2 bars of D and then 2 bars of B minor.
You could try it and see if you're right. Here we go. I'll back it up. You were right. It's 2. Go back 1 fret for D minor. Okay, so there's our intro. Did anyone not understand how we...
No, I think I understand that.
How we figured out that it was 2 bars of D and 2 bars of B minor, right? Brian?
Yeah, okay. Seems reasonable.
All right, and then we're going to transcribe the actual verse. So... when you look at the verses, try and figure out what chord comes in when. I'll back up a little bit. So listening to the verse then, should be just after this.
Well, I won't make you tell me what I've come to understand. You're a certain kind of woman.
Okay, pause right there. What do we think we got?
So far, it's 2 bars of each.
Do you think she's right? Try and play along, maybe. Mm. So if it's 2 bars each, go right on the first bar of D, not the intro, but right on the "No, I won't make you tell me." Right, 2 bars of each chord. 2 bars of D. 2. If it's right, I'm gonna back it up to the verse and play along with it. Alright.
It's gonna start, right?
Yeah, I just can't. It'll start after this. Alright, so 1, 2, 3, go. How do we like that so far? How do we like that?
That sounds right.
It's perfect.
So 2 bars of D. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
Now you could just do the bar lines right in the tune, you know, like that. But you could see that I started doing it already.
Would you show me what it would look like to do it in the tune? Because Ellen's asked me to do that for some. You said you could.
You could do it right in the actual song, like using the words. I won't.
Oh, I've seen books like that where they do it in the words.
I would put it like where the strong word is, which is tell me. Like, no, I won't make you tell me. But that's a bit harder to figure out.
Right.
Not only that, it breaks up the bar lines. Like, there's more music on the next line that goes with this bar.
Yeah.
It can be tricky to do
that. That's why I told her I wouldn't do it.
It's a bit tough. And also, there's a thing called syncopation, where the vocalist kind of comes in before or after the bar, the chord change.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, where exactly is the chord change? It all gets fuzzy.
Yeah, I'm not
with
even going to try.
With this system, you can. And those are all important
facts.
Things.
These are the facts.
But so far, this is what we got.
No, we have several pages here. Okay.
All right, and we're going to listen to it from there. I think it just repeats it.
You tried to find the spark of the flame that burns.
Let's see.
To smoke rings in the dark.
Okay, it was different, didn't it? It was different, wasn't it?
All
right. In the interest of time, you guys, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
So the whole thing starts off the same.
Alright.
This is the second half. Right? Here's E minor 2, 3, 4, G 2, 3, 4, D for 2, and A for 2, and G for 4. Wait, let's see. Was it actually 4 for G at the end or not? Here it is. So,
1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2.
Okay, perfect. So that's what we got so far. We're back to the beginning.
So D and A share a bar.
And so,
are we going to the chorus?
So I'm going to call this the intro. And this is A verse.
Takes a heavy toll.
Right? The only difference was when he went back to the intro, it wasn't repeated. It was only one time through.
Okay.
Right?
No, the intro he does twice.
No, it was only one.
Oh.
D to 1 B minor. Listen again.
Oh, right. Well, he does D to B.
Wait, go ahead.
Sorry, he even says it. The D to B happens twice, and that's the intro.
On the intro, but in the interlude, which is what it's called, when the intro is in the middle of the tune,
right,
it's called an interlude.
Okay. Yes.
So there's two ways you could do it. You could just, I would just call it an interlude. Let's call it an interlude. And just put the same chords, D and B minor, one time, no repeat. And then he's back for another verse. So instead of rewriting everything, I'm just going to put A. But I'm going to check if everything's the same. This is the second half already. So let's see if it's the exact same as before.
As I sit here on the footsteps.
There's an extra G there. Alright, wait. There's an extra G there this time.
Also, there are words that are not written because nothing goes ha. It starts with I. Maybe that's him going I.
That's I, yeah. But what I'm saying is listen to the end. Listen to the end of the verse 1 versus the end of verse 2. You guys ready? Here's the end of verse 1. Alright, wait. Here we go, ready? Right from here. Goes right back to the intro with only one bar of G, right? But in the second verse, watch.
Oh.
I think I...
It's all the same.
Here it is. And an extra 2, 3, 4. Alright? So we got an extra G there.
Okay.
So that's tricky.
That's a stretchy thing.
Yes, it's a stretchy thing. So how do we notate that? It's A with an extra bar. You could either just rewrite the whole A section, or you could just put A plus extra bar G.
At the end.
You know? You're
that's
making
implied.
A judgment call there.
Okay.
What is the two lines versus
it means
one?
The end of a section.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's transcribe the next section. Let me go back a minute. Here's the extra G. 2, 3, 4, 1. All right. Here's a.
Taken with me.
you guys, how many beats per chord in this B section? Here's the in the chorus. How many beats per chord when the chorus kicks in? So let's. So let me go back to the chorus.
Back by one.
Long and cold.
This is right here.
This is a verse.
We're getting there.
Oh, sorry.
In the night is like a dagger. Long and cold.
Went back too far, but it's coming.
That's
right. So count how many beats per bar. Is it one bar per four, you know, four beats each? Longer or shorter?
Here it goes.
Two, three, go. Up to that point, what do we got? What do you think?
It sounded like the same four.
Four beats each?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
That's what I was going to say.
Good. You guys are right. You're
but
absolutely
I got
right.
Confused. Is that true in here, too?
He well, didn't... we'll keep listening.
Okay.
The pieces of my heart. Don't leave the smoke rings in the dark.
What do you think? What do you think?
Same stuff?
Same thing. And when we got back to the D, that's an interlude. Oh, but
did you put an F sharp minor in
F
there?
F sharp minor. If this chart is right, it sounds like it's right. We'll check it.
Somebody's going to have to
the ultimate test is
minor.
We're going
to
play this. Now, that's then an interlude, so let's see how long that goes for. Was E minor and G.
Oh, the second.
So listen to the interlude again.
Smoke rings in the dark.
So there's D, 1, 2, 3, and then B minor, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Here's E minor for 2, and then G. And now, what, last verse?
The rain falls where it wants to.
But not all three.
Right. All right. So
I'll just touch your face,
here it comes. D, A, G, 2, 3, 4, and again 2, 3, and now the chorus. Right.
I know I must be going.
All right. So we're getting there.
I don't trust something. I feel like we might have something wrong. I can't hear.
Well, it may seem like a lot of work. This is why people don't do this, because it's too much work, right? I mean, you may think, but it gets easier and easier. It only took us 15 minutes to get a great chart for this. And think about it this way. Now you have this chart for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You could not play this song.
Well, now you can play with friends.
You can play with friends, and
yeah.
You could also not play this song. This is what happens to me. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn, but you should see my rock and pop and soul book that I've been making since I was like 20 years old. I went and played it at a bar in downtown, and I had to play for 3 hours. I mean, really, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying. And the guy, I said, how was it at the end? And I played for 3 hours, and he was like, sounds like you could have went all night. I was like, I probably could have. Because I used to do an Irish pub every Friday night for years, and I would get sick of playing the same song. So, but the thing would happen is, when the years would go by, some of them would fall out of favor, and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to play the same song. Let me go back, and you just pull up the song, and you'd be like, oh, I got this, you know. It just all comes back. So that's another thing. Like, once you got it, you have it for your life.
Yeah.
So compare 15 minutes with the rest of your life. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just encouraging you to do this more often. But right now, we're at the very last chord. chorus.
All I'm taking with me are the pieces of my heart. And all
there's the C, G. And let's see about that.
It's going back between D and
D. And let's see how it ends. Jams out on this?
Yeah.
Good, then it all fits on one page.
You mean he's jamming on D and B minor?
Yeah. And that's called a vamp and fade.
Vamp and fade.
So I can fit it all on one sheet. The proof is in the pudding. We're all gonna play along to this and see if the hard work you guys did is right. Yeah, so we're gonna play the whole thing all the way through just to check if my chart is right.
Should I start it?
Keep your spot as best you can. Yeah.
And it gets done here with the... There we go.
You do it A plus one extra bar.
I'm a different one.
Oh, is that cool or what?